Yes.
Why can't you say that he was an ace?
Again,
why can't you say that he was an ace? Maybe it wasn't.
Again, let's try it again. I'm telling you what pushes the Maharal to say his shot. Abaya said, leave him there, don't give him an in. Maybe an ace will happen. Explain that.
He's such a tzaddik, he's very confident.
What Efshur the Mizrakesh Nitsa? You can't fudge a Gemara. I want to give you a please don't take this personal. Take an eraser and raise the word Efshur out.
Reasonably certain, the Marsha says. Reasonably certain.
Again, the Marsha says it can happen one of two ways. It might happen through an edge.
Efshar doesn't mean reasonably certain.
I don't know who gave him the right to this.
Efshar,
the Maharal doesn't use the word reasonably certain.
I understand, but Efshar means possible.
So how do you put a person in danger and say maybe an edge will happen and maybe not? He didn't say Vadai the Mitzrakas Nisa. He said Efshar the Mitzrakas Nisa.
Was I wrong, written?
Hold a second. Yeah. Somebody's talking to you, yes. I started the conference. Don't worry.
Yeah. So
Zog to Masha. He was 100% sure that Rachamayaka would be safe. 100% sure. He didn't know whether it would require a miracle or would it be done without a miracle. And it happened without a miracle.
How do we know that?
Because it says every time he bowed down, a head fell off. Let's talk about Rav Yaakov before we talk about Dr. Harris. Rav Yaakov bowed down. What was he bowing down from? Like the Maharal, he was in the middle of davening. What does a person bow down when he davened? And every time he bowed down by davening, a head fell off. So he did it through Tvila.
When a tefillah is answered, it's a miracle. It's not a miracle.
I wish you had a mashah. It's not my fault that you don't have a mashah, but I will read you the mashah. It's a mashah. It's not Yitzchak Margaret. It's very important that you know that. Talk to mashah. Tas kasha. I'm going to read the mashah. Hey, k'dach abaya oisin l'mokim sakana. How did Abaya put him in a dangerous place? Ala suffering the shem of Yisrakesh Nisa. V'gam im Yisrakesh Nisa yimanakele mishchiyosav. So that's the second kasha. You put him in a place where he needs an ace, cost chusim. Needs some cost. Because I'm a Ba'oma, like it says elsewhere. Abaya relied on the chasidus, the piousness of Rabbi Yaakov. And through davening, he won't get damaged. But Yarek is a mazik. The ains that make we nace. That's not an ace. Doing davening is not an ace. El Sha'am Hashem, I call him truly, Yisrakesh needs to be Nakalim Mitzchiyaisav. He said, you know what? Maybe before he davens, this ace will happen, and it'll take a cost of Schusim. But Mishum Savig Zayin, Limnoy Havad Hashiyarek, I said. Well, I'll take my chances that he'll need an ace, and it'll cost him Schusim. Because there's a good chance it won't be an ace, and it won't cost him schusim. I'll take my chances. He came back and he said, you know, if an ace wouldn't have happened, I would have been in trouble. He was telling them it didn't happen. He was trying to say it didn't happen by tefila. El benitza. I needed an ace, and you cost me schusim. That's why he came back the next morning and he said, I need an ace. But he didn't need an ace. He did it by davening. Because he didn't want to say that I'm a great guy, my davening does these things. Maharal doesn't say that. That I saw somewhere else, I forgot where. Because Maharal just says, he had tainus, cost me schusim. But I saw somewhere else that explains to Maharal, he didn't need an ace, he davened. And it works through davening. But he didn't want to tell them my davening did it. So he said, you know, this cost me yesterday. Isn't it Tiv? Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, that when Kashiyar and Maisha Yadav the governor Yisrael, by Muhammad Samalik, when Maisha raised his hands, Yisrael got stronger. Kashiyar Yadav the governor Amalek. Check the Mishnah. Does Moshe's hands make war or break war? And for the Mishnah, no. Whenever he raised the hands, they were Meshabbat to Hashem. And whenever he put them down, they lost that Shibut Hashem. That's the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. Frank the Netziv. What's the Kasha? Does Moshe's hand split the Yamsuf? Does Moshe's hand bring down Makkos? All of a sudden, the Mishnah has a problem. Until now, Moshe's hands didn't do these things? All of a sudden, the Mishnah seems to have a great Kasha. This is how miracles happen. Dr. Netziv, in a Muhammad Samalik, it has to be done Derech HaTeva, without an ace. Muhammad Samalik has to be done by Derech HaTeva. This is the Muhammad between Yaakov and Esav, and it has to be done Derech HaTeva. Amalik comes from Esav, and it can't be done through an ace. So, Frek the Mishnah, how could Yadu Shammai Shai says Muhammad? This is the Muhammad of Amalik. The answer is no, it was happening. It had nothing to do with an ace. They were Meshabbat as Libab. It wasn't an ace. It was Teva. That's in the Tziv in Meroi Mitzvah and Rosh Hashanah. Same idea. It was Teva. Totally with Teva. It's an ace sister. That's Teva. I'm alive. It's an ace. I breathe. I talk. It's an ace sister. The whole story of Burim is an ace sister. Yes.
In the Gemara on the man who breastfed his child, is it listed as Greek or Sunday? Remember.
Things should be Yitzchak. Kama Guru Adam Zesh and his Hapkhoi said the branches by Vuroi. We're on Shabbos.
Why can't a Malach have
Sorry? It has to do because the battle of Yaakov and Esav is a battle that has to be won by Yaakov. Without using the method of nays. This can happen with other nations. The Muhammad of the Kaiser and Amalek, there's no Nisim. Again, this is the Nisim's side. I'm not here, we're not learning that sugya now. I just wanted to bring that point out. Tefillah is not nays. Tefillah is not nays. Tefillah is Teva. The Baruch Hu made the world that Tefillah produces. And that's not a nays. Everything is a nays in the world. I want to explain it. Right? Nays is Teva, Teva is nays. It doesn't make a difference. But what we recognize as not natural, supernatural, is neis. What we call natural is called teva, that's also a neis. Right? Ramban and Parshas Vay, Manistim, Maniglim, Mazideh, Nistim, Manistarim, it's all one neis. But one is more revealed and one is a hidden neis. So we live in a world of hidden neis. And therefore, Tefillah is part of hidden neis. That's what the Mashal is saying. It's the biggest sight in life. Tefillah doesn't need nays. You know, when one davens for something and he gets answered, that's how the world runs. That's how the Rabbi Nishlan made the Teva of the world. It's really a Rashi. I mean, I'm not here to give a Musa Shmuz today. It's really a Rashi and Bracious. No. I'll stop.
No, please.
It's really a Rashi and Bracious. It says, Adam Ayin Lavin Es Adama. There was no rain yet. There's no man to work the ground. The Rashi, there's no man. There's nobody around here to recognize the need for rain and to daven for it. So there's no rain. Okay. Zakti Gavar Vaiter. Tana Rabbanon. We have about 15 lines in the bottom, the last word of the line. Tana Rabbanon. Lumba Tyra Velisa Isha. If a person has a question to learn Tyra to get married, Yumba Tyra Vachyaki Isha. Now, the way that Chayim explained this is that this is in the midst of Yediyah Satyra. Because a person has to get married. If he's Lumba Tyra Yisi Isha, but he's never going to get married. He has a Chiyav of getting married. We don't say Lumba Tyra pushes off mitzvahs. Tyra says, he has a midst of Yediyah Satyra. And marriage can enter to know. Okay, so here again, I hate to get out on a thing. The Rambam writes, I'm just going to quote a Rambam, and we'll work from there. The Rambam writes, see, we are used to the fact that Torah is infinite, which it is. And I don't want anybody to say what I'm going to say today, go against the fact that Torah is infinite. But There's a Torah Shebikhtav and a Torah Shebaalpeh. And there's a mitzvah to know all of Torah Shebikhtav and all of Torah Shebaalpeh, which means that's finite. And you can't make a mitzvah and know all if it's not finite, if it's infinite. There's a chelik of Torah that's infinite, but there's a chelik of Torah that's finite. The Rambam writes in the Hakdama to his Sefer Yad HaChazaka, why did he write the Rambam? Because he says it's so hard to know all of Torah Shebaalpeh. So I put it all together in my Sefer. And if you learn, this is the Rambam, you can look it up in the Hakdama. If you learn Tanakh and my Sefer, you know Kol HaTorah. Tanakh, Torah Shebikhtav, and my Sefer is all of Torah Shebaalpeh. I put all of Torah Shebaalpeh into my Sefer. Now, what do you mean? He wrote every piece of Gemara in his Sefer? No, Teretz is, the same, knowing Torah Shebaalpeh is knowing Halacha. Knowing Halacha from all the way from the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, all the way to the end of every Halacha that's Negeya and not Negeya. All the Rambam. We don't paskin like the Rambam all the time, so we can't be Yaitza knowing Torah Shebaalpeh by knowing Rambam, because we don't always paskin like him. He paskin like himself, and therefore he writes in the Hakdama, learn Tanakh and learn my Sefer, and you will know Kol HaTorah Kula. That means he wrote something that was finite, his 14 Svarim, Yudal Yad HaChazakah, and he said, you know this, you know Torah Shebaalpeh. Now, how we do it today? Not so simple, because we can't just rely on the Rambam. But there is a chiyuv to know all of Torah Shebaalpeh and all of Torah Shebaalpeh. L'mata ma'isa b'shmarta ma'asaisa. Now, besides for that, even if a person knows all of Torah Shebaalpeh and all of Torah Shebaalpeh, he has a chiyuv to learn. And that chiyuv to learn never stops. So in the Mishnah here, the Gemara here says, Lo matayra v'lisa isha. Right? Yo matayra v'akak isa isha. So when is he going to ever get married? There's always a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. So he's never going to get married? So the Svarim answered the Achrayim, that there's two mitzvahs. If he has to know first Kol HaTorah Kula, that's finite. He should get married at 18, or whatever the age is, but if he can't, because he's not going to be able to know Kol HaTorah Kula, he's allowed to push off marriage till he finishes Kol HaTorah Kula. Then he has to get married. He can't push off marriage for the rest of his life, unless he's Ben Azai, but that's only a yachid, it's not for everybody else. You have a mitzvah. You have a mitzvah to get married and have children. How can you push it off? There it is, for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, of Yediyah Satira, you can push off getting married till you have Yediyah Satira. It's hard, Bisman Azai, but you'll never get there. It's hard to get there. Very few people get to know Kol HaTorah Kula. Right. To know Kol HaTorah Kula. Now, again, that doesn't mean to know every Svara. That's the infinite part of Torah. The Rambam also agrees that Torah is infinite. He just said, knowing my Sefer is knowing Torah Shebaalpeh. So, the way my Rebbe touched it to us, Torah Shebaalpeh is Mishnah. The problem is you can't paskin from Mishnayos. So you need somebody to take it past that. So the Rambam said he took it past that. But that's the mitzvah Yediyah Satira. I'm sorry? Okay, I can't hear you. No. But again, we don't pass like the Rambam all the time. They still don't always pass like the Rambam, but they're closer. But they learn, again, I'm not here to reinvent the wheel, you know what I mean? I'm not stupid enough to reinvent the wheel. Yeshivas do what yeshivas do to keep Torah going in the world. That's how the Daily Show decided you keep the interest in Torah. But there is a mitzvah of knowing Kol HaTorah Kula. There was a person I was told before I came to Cleveland. I've been in Cleveland almost 40 years, 39 years. There was a person that was sick. He went to Rav Gifter Zichrono Livracha. He said, they tell me I have 6 months left or eight, whatever it is. What should I learn? So Rav Gifter told him to learn Tur. Learn all of Tur. Which is all the halachas that are negeya b'zman hazeh. We don't always paskin like the Torah, but it's concise, short, and able to do. I heard this from a source that's Neman. Told him to learn Torah. Again, I'm not just saying. So there is a mitzvah of knowing Kol Torah Kula. How a person says it, it's not so simple. But there is such a mitzvah. You can't ignore the mitzvah. You can learn the Rambam Dagdamati Ad Chazaka. He says this. He says you can learn Tanakh and learn my Sefer, and you know Kol Torah Kula. He says you have to know it, of course. That means it's finite. You can't have a mitzvah to know Kol Torah if it's not finite. Now, there is a chelik of Torah, and I want anybody to walk away saying, I didn't say that. That's infinite. And that's called Gemara, which is understanding and delving and being Madama Dover, Ladover, and the Svaris, and why, and the house, and all that. That's Gemara. That's infinite. Never ends. Never ends. But knowing Mishnah, which is knowing Halacha, is knowing Kol Torah Kula. That's the Rambam writes in Agama. It's not my Shtikul Torah. Anyway, this is my Rebbe taught me. I know this from my Rebbe. I didn't make this up. Taita. Bimiyav shaloi b'loisha. He can't go without a wife. And the Rambam writes, he can't go without a wife because he can't control. He has typhus. His mind wanders. His heart desires. So then, yisi isha v'achach yom b'taira. Then he should get married first and then learn Taira. Rashi, is there Rashi? I don't think we did yet Rashi and the Gemara before. Malaysiv Lainish Shviz by Rabbanim by Smedrish, Rochik Malayishavav, it was out of the inhabited places. Malaysiv Lainish Shviz and Larav, Acha, nobody should give him an in. Valkorcha Yolim by Smedrish, Matechasi Dusai, Yasaloy Nais, and because of his piousness and Nais, what happened? Biyaragas Hamazik. Baslan, Idmi, he went to sleep. Bas is one. Idmi Le Mazik, Tadiz the Sheva Resha, Shoyle Sheva Gugolos, he had seven heads. Kol Kriya the Kara of Acham, Espal Alois Mazik, Davin, Nasir Chayt Resha, one head fell down. Sakantin, Sakanti Yaisin, you put me in danger. Back to the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmu, Halacha Noisi Isha Vakach Yom Matayra. Person should get married and then learn. Amar Rav Yechil Namar, Rechayim B'Tavar V'Yasik Matayra. Person has a mill on his head, and he should learn Torah, meaning he has to earn parnasa. He has to support his wife. You expect him to learn? Learn before you go get married. And the other man, the other said, get married first. Well, I plead you, halom v'alahu, we're going to learn like Rashi. People in Babel used to get married and go learn in Eretz Yisrael. They left war out behind. The marriage was enough to kill their Yetzirah. They were married. They had pas besaloi. They had a wife. And at the same time, they were able to learn without having to earn a living for anybody because they left their wife behind. People in Eretz Yisrael stayed with their wives, had to earn a living. So therefore, that's again, that wasn't their problem. They learned in Yeshiva, and their wives took care of themselves. So therefore, they did not have Rechayim B'Tzavarai. Rashi. That's Rashi Ha'alam V'Alahu. B'nei Bavu Ha'yehochim V'Garsim Mishnayas Ha'Tanoim. They were going and learning the Mishnayas of the Tanoim Beretz Yisrael. Utaich Shalom L'mchus L'm Kaimai, Ein Tzorch Yabayit M'talohu. Rashi, Tyson doesn't like this chap, but Rashi learned that way. They did not have the needs of their house necessary of them. Nice that you should have a B'loi Hirur. Marrying takes away the Hirur. After Ha'ilu L'm M'tayra. Who, B'nei Eretz Yisrael L'm Kaimam, Nice that you should Yitzorch Yabayit M'talohu. We'll have to provide for the households, Yivat Luhu, and that will take him away from learning.
Going to Eretz Yisrael, like, he put himself in a situation where someone takes care of his wife.
Correct.
It's not like some guys.
I have no idea who's taking care of his wife. I wasn't there. You're now making an assumption that he wouldn't leave unless he has somebody taking care of his wife. That's what you asked. That I don't know if that's true or not. If you want it to be that way, I'll say yes. He left town. It doesn't say what he did. See, I know a Gemara in Gittin that I just did in Daf Yomi yesterday. It says the Rabbi Yosser wrote from Eretz Yisrael that the Talmidei Chachamim that come from Babel to Eretz Yisrael are Mekayimim Vayitnus Hayelad Bezayna Vayaldu Machru Bayayin. So the Rotesis there says they leave their kids and wife without Parnasa, and the kids have to go scrounge for money, and they left their kids behind. So therefore, I'm not so fast to agree to you because of that Gemara and getting the way Tyson learned.
Did anyone ask him that?
I don't know. I never say never. I don't know. I didn't see anybody ask.
Well,
from Nevermore, they had children before they left.
Zambia.
The midst of teaching their children, what happened to them?
And Rabbi Akiva left for 24 years. What is his midst of teaching his children?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Yes.
How old is the
Nosef? Can't hear you.
How old is the Nosef?
It comes from Chazal. I know it says, I know he's in the furnace, but she can say, go learn. She can tell him to go learn.
So that's the answer.
That's no, again, it doesn't answer what he wanted. It answers the question about his obligation. But what's bothering Rabbi Cohn is that how do you do that? Where, how can you leave your wife, even if she's Michael you, but the bottom line is, she doesn't have money. That's what's bothering him. What's bothering you is that locha of Arno Ezer. That you can be Michael. Okay, yeah, I'm asking. I'm asking.
Wait, so how about, so it doesn't address if you're learning in bubbles. I thought you were in building bubbles, you're exposed to more things out there, so maybe you should have a wife. It's not even addressing that. They're just learning in bubbles and staying in bubbles, right?
Crisis is a whole different shot in the Gemara, but Rashi learns this way, correct. Something my Vaitim is Tabak Lay Rav Chizdul Rav Huna but Rav Nuna. You know, they say over, I heard it from an old yid. Old yid. And that was when I was young, he was an old yid. He said that Rav Chaim was once walking around the Beis Medrash. He leaned on somebody, he said, Nu, how, where are you learning? How are you learning? And the person answered, the Chaim of Tzavara, we asked for Tyra. Chaim was leaning on his neck. Chaim of Tzavara, we asked for Tyra. This is come on. But. Rav Chisda told Rav Huna that Rav Nuna is an Adam Gadol. Rav Huna was the Rabbi. Rav Chisda was a Talmud Chaver of Rav Huna. It was a Talmud, but a big Talmud of Rav Huna. And Rav Nuna, obviously Rav Huna did not know him that well. And Rav Chisda told Rav Huna that Rav Nuna is a big Gadol. Amalek Shiavali Atchavi Aliyadis. Rav Chisda said, Rav Huna told Rav Chisda, you know what? When he visits you, bring him to me. When he came, he saw that he did not cover his head. Meaning this is the derech that married people wear the talus over their head. This is the Magen Avraham's learned. And he didn't wear his talus over his head. Which is a sign that he wasn't married. Why aren't you putting your talus over your head? I didn't get married. He looked away from him. Like, that is, you're not kedai to look at. Don't come see me until you get married. Anybody that's 20 and didn't get married, Koyama Bavera. Spends the rest of his life Bavera. Frech Gemara Bavera. What do you mean? He does Bavera? Koyama Bahiru Ravera. Koyama Bahiru Ravera. Hiru will accompany him. When you get 20, the Hiru gets stronger, and even if he gets married afterwards, it's hard to eradicate Hiru. Whereas had he gotten married before 20, Hiru would have not been a problem. Rashi? Rashi, which is done today. Bachim will wear talisim, don't cover their heads. And married people that wear talisim, do put the talis over their heads.
What gave the right to think, you're not married, so... get out of here and have a nice day.
I guess he felt that today wasn't it. It was obviously assumed that in those days, you want to get married, you got married. You didn't have the shit of Christ.
Because you're a certain age, that incumbent on you to get married.
Yeah.
I understand the meaning.
By the way, it's Paschal Shulchan
Aruch. No, but that's what I'm going to say with my. What I'm trying to say is, age shouldn't. Oh, because you're this age, that you're going to be a girl. So many things that are.
I will only say the following, and I'll leave it at that. And I'm not here to give a. I'm not a psychologist, and I'm not a therapist, or whatever you need, a sociologist. Marriage was a lot simpler those days. It was a much less complicated life. Nobody had. Nobody was looking for things. They made parnasa, they earned a living, and they supported themselves, and they sat and learned. And Rav Nuna sat and learned and didn't get married. And Rav Nuna told him, you have a chiyuv to get married, because if not, you're causing more hira aveira the rest of your life. That's it. Shulchan Aruch paskins you're mechuyev to get married. Shulchan Aruch does not say, when you feel mature enough and ready, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that. It says every 18-year-old is mechuyev to get married, at least state in Shulchan Aruch. Boy.
Rabbi, was Rav Huna's statement because it was a musr to him, or because it was beneath Rav Huna's dignity to entertain a guy who was not married?
Felt Rav Huna is violating halacha, and therefore he can't. Don't come to me. You violate halacha, I don't want to see you. It was not because of a dignity. It was purely because he felt Rav Huna was violating halacha. Didn't say.
It was over 20 already?
Obviously, it was over 20.
Well,
yes, doctor.
Mission
and Rufio. Yeah. Then that's who's my ass little up. Said that.
Even after 20, he was going to be. There were.
Again, obviously, there's degrees and degrees. Now, again, I'm not passing on local advice. I'm not telling people what to do. It's not my job. Exactly, you saw the paskin, what the age is a person should get married. I'll leave it up to them. All I can tell you is, the Gemara says this. That's all. And Shulchan Aruch paskin is this. And exactly, you saw a paskin for each generation. And each generation should consult with their exactly you saw. And that's it. Right.
Suder would to do salad.
Sorry?
Suder would be salad.
It doesn't. It means something to cover their head. But when Avram says that's where our mini comes from, the married people cover their head with a towel. Whatever it was something the married people did and not married people didn't do.
Is that a kippah?
No.
I don't really know what kippah is.
Doesn't say. It just says it's something that married people did that not married people didn't do. Whatever it is, I don't know. Whatever Rabbi Foreman says it is, I'm fine. I don't have nothing to say. I'm not. I'm meant to art school. I said to Magen Avraham, bring this as a source.
Is that George
Foreman? No. Magen Avraham, I bet you grill on. Magen Avraham brings it as a source that married people cover their heads. Yekis don't cover their heads. Mishum Maisa Shahaya. They wear a hat. I know. Mishum Maisa Shahaya. And the reason it was that sometime in Germany, 700 years ago, the Gaim were looking for some yid who had done something, and they walked into the shul and everybody had their head covered. So they did. And this is what I was told. They decided to kill everybody. So it became a tarkana that you should be able to be recognized, so you don't cover your head with a towel. Again, that's what I was told. I was told this a long time ago. I don't know if it's true or not. Yes.
The
rub
were
the
everyone else.
The rub of the show, or the Yakish show, at the time.
Everyone else.
That's a good idea. I'm a rabbi, the Chaitan of Erev Shmuel. At Chav Shana Yaitzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzap El Adam till 20 Hashem waits Vasa Yisisha. Kivu Shagia Chavali. Now, so I'm a tip of myself. The bone should dry out. It's like a stick of a klala. Meaning, he didn't do what he was supposed to do.
Amar Reb Chisda. It's a little rough, Rebbe. No? It's a little rough.
Again, here we are, taking 2023 Western way of living, and trying to impose it on the Torah. Let's take it the other way. Let's take the Torah and try to impose it in 2023. And for that, we need Gezeilah Yisrael. For that, we need Gedali Yisrael. Chassidim push their boys to get married younger. They do. Because of this Gemara. Not because of the Gemara, but because of what this Gemara is telling you. That a person who doesn't get married young suffers consequences. Other yeshivas don't, right? So this is Gedali Yisrael's decision. But we can't use 2023 sociology, or whatever way you want to call it, and try to impose it on the Torah. The Torah imposes on us. Now, the Gedali Yisrael can make a decision that Bizman HaZeh, it's not supposed to be that way.
Do you have any theories on why this?
It's because of Tara. The Chassidim get married younger. They want their children, the boys, to have Tara.
Maybe they're not as involved in learning.
What?
Maybe they're not as involved in training.
That might be the reason they're basking that way, but they didn't do it. And we try. The Heter has to be the other way. Meaning, it's not that they need a Heter to get married early. The Halacha says get married early. The Heter is that under the circumstances, we don't get married early. It's not, you have to know where you're coming from. We're not coming from 2023, we're coming from Tyra. I'm not arguing that Gedalia Yisrael have said that Mizamana said you don't get married at 18. Even though Chaim Kanievsky used to push kids to get boys to get married at 18, 19 years old. They had to throw the Gedalia Yisrael, pushed it, some Gedalia Yisrael, some didn't. So again, that's a decision for Gedalia Yisrael to make. Not for me to make. That's all. Yes. Yeah, they talk about him. I'm not going to get involved. It's something to do with the bones, the skeleton of a person is the bones, and since he's not producing bones, something to that effect. I didn't go through it. I'll be honest. I just like that in one place. Tomorrow I would read an hour and a half a day, and you're right, I can't get 5 lines done. Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, a blanket statement, it's all relative to the person. Why can't we just say
because that? The tyrant doesn't do that. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. Here we are having this argument. The tyrant said there's a mitzvah. The tyrant did not say it depends on the person. You see, the problem is you're approaching it one way, the Torah approached it a different way.
So my question then is, why the Torah?
Because it's a chiyuv to get married. I'm asking you, is every 13-year-old ready to wear tefillin? I can be married, that they're not. There are kids that are immature. They don't know how to take care of their tefillin. They do kallus rice. They do things. Does anybody not put on tefillin? Do we say, when you're mature enough, we will have you put on tefillin?
I'm sorry, Rebbe. Tefillin, maybe a half an hour, the whole thing. Marriage.
See, here we go again, 2023. The way you come across in 2023, this is it. This is not how the Torah says. The Torah says, find a wife. If you're psycho, that's the word I'm looking for. If your approach to life were Torah-based, you wouldn't be saying that. You would say it's my job to find a compatible wife that I can take care of when I'm 18. Unless Gedalia Yisrael told me I don't have to. It's a mitzvah. We're approaching it the wrong way. We're approaching it like, is the Torah is telling me to do something that's keneged haseichel? No. The Torah is telling me to do something with seichel. If we were geared that way, a boy that's 18 would be working on being able to support his family, make arrangements to be able to get married and take care of what he has to take care of. And he would live a life without hearer. That's what it's saying in the Gemara. Now, we don't approach it that way, so therefore, in our minds, we don't even try to think about marriage till the word ready, whatever that means, is. Again, I'm reading a Gemara. The Gemara is Nitzchias, it's Tyra, it's Divrei Elokim Chayim, the Rebbeinu Shlom's words. The Rebbeinu Shlom did not say the mitzvah of marriage is subjective. He didn't say that. We have to change our philosophy of life towards the Tyra, not the other way. It has nothing to do with marriage. That's in Chinuch. That's before he turns 13. That's not in keep mitzvahs. Well, a person can say, well, I'm not in the mood of that mitzvah. Mitzvahs are obligatory. We don't have a choice. Marriage is not chinuch. Everybody should, by the way. To 120. 100%. By the way, again, you know, in How to Treat a Wife, it's the first halacha in the Rambam. The Rambam goes through, he goes through all the halachas of what a husband has to do for his wife, how he treats her. It's halacha. In this we pass like the Rambam. In this we pass like the Rambam, yes. Yes, doctor.
There are many things in this world that I really do not understand this whole argument. It is fair to that number of times around, which is that the measurements of Kadal are exact. Period. I mean, what else?
Again, I put a clause in there. The Daily Yisrael can come along and say that this generation has to do it differently, and we're makabel.
I have no argument.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. So, yes?
The person who's married, had children, became a widower, or got divorced. He has a chiyuv to get married.
That we had a Gemara in Yevamos, that it's not a chiyuv, but al sheves to have more children, or al tara, to keep himself in a good position.
In other words, avoid a chiyuv.
Right. Yes. No, I'm talking about the Gemara that says that a person should get married before 20.
Well, because I
can't
marry,
Rabbi Anthony, we do it.
What
did
he say? I
didn't say it. That's my bite.
Stay here.
Okay, I'm going to bite. I'm Rav Chisda. That which I'm more than my friends, than the Sivna B'Shitzer. I got married at 16. I'm the Sivna B'Shitzer. If I would have gotten married, I'm sorry, at 16. I would have gotten married at 14. Have Amina, am I still on? Can you hear me?
Yes, you're still on.
I hit the phone. Yeah, I'm the Sivna B'Shitzer. I got married at 14. Have Amina L'Satan G'Rebeinach. I would have been able to tell the Satan, arrow in your eye. You can't bother me. I'm beyond your reach. While you have your hands on your son, meaning before he gets to the age that he rejects your tekachah, to pshatim and Rashi, first shot is, at that point, get him married. One says, from 16 to 22, meaning, get it done when you still have a say in the matter. After 22 or 24, he doesn't listen to you anymore. So then you won't be able to get him married off, which is a chiyuv of a father to get his son married off. That means, make sure he is healthy and he does things right. Meaning, about 1 second. Abi darkei means do it in a way that he should be able to follow the rest of his life, which means get things done when he's younger so he'll be in a position to follow with the rest of his life. It does not mean here that every kid should be treated differently. That's not what the pasuk means. Train him in a way that he should be able, that might be true in chinuch, but not here giving a chinuch class today. Today we're learning the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, Chanoich l'nar b'darka means it's your job as a father to get him on the right path and do it when he still listens to you. Now, this also changed in 2023 because I don't think 15-year-olds listen to their parents. I think they were magdim on that, right? They decided to get earlier. The Gemara says they listen to 22 or 24. Today at 22 or 24, they wake up and they say, hey, my parents learned so much in the last 5 years. You know what I mean? That's what happened.
But this seems to indicate that
how applies to 22. In this, there's a mitzvah. Okay, let me explain. This is not the chinuch mitzvah that we like to talk about and give chinuch shiurim and parenting classes. That's not this gemara. This gemara is saying it's a father has an obligation. The Mishnah said to marry his kid off. Do that obligation while he still listens to you, because then you'll set him on the correct path. Once he's not listening to you, then you won't be able to set him in the correct path. I'd like to do Rashi, if you don't mind, because I'm not, it's 5 lines, it's taking me longer, and learning the hardest sukkah is like it. The Rashi had immediately the Sutton Gir Ba'inachal of Yisim Mizgarabai, I would have started up with him. The Sutton who ate Zahara, but Yirush Echden, I wouldn't be afraid he'd make me sin. I did not have Savi Devreich, but I did not have Tkifa Benach, Bincha, Kaidim Shiyagdu, but the Yechabo Tchachachla, he won't accept your Musser, he see Isha Maryamah. The Shitzus Nen, he gives man Lichnois, time to start marrying at 16. But Yosef asked him to tie to Natachreyu. So he's allowing till 22. Lashon Achar and Nubshat. It's not talking about marriage. Adidach, Atsavi Devrech, Bashashai, Yatchot Kifu, I love when he's still, you're strong in him. Habizor Lalam de Techachas. That's when you should teach him the way of life. Musar. Beidas Manai. At what point is a person willing and able and does accept his father's way of life? Vishitzer Atsasu Vitartu. What's the Mishishim Ein Beidas Lekabu Techachas Kolkach? Doesn't get it. Valtach Ben Yisur V'Techachas. Don't overdo it on him. You can't overdo it then, because then it'll just push you away. He's old enough to say, leave me alone, old man. Goodbye. But that Iker. I'll be Darkai, Darach Shekol Yom of Yemis Nagvai. Kanaich Loi Ben Arusai. When he's still accepting, teach him. Yes, doctor.
A certain desire can often have an effect.
I can't hear you.
Should you so desire, I can offer a explanation of the different nations.
Again, I'd rather not do it here because it's going to take too long, so I'd rather wait for the
Lashon Achar, it seems not to be referring to.
Right. And it's saying, but you
now
it's
talking about the general idea
that
it's still between those ages. But it's not when you're the kid,
but it's not, see, the mistake is it's not Abidarkai tailor made to him. It's to teach him what the Torah wants.
I have no problem with that, but it's big starting at 16.
Because, let me answer you. He's learning, Chanoich Lenar means to punish Techacha, hard hand, no wavering. Be strong. You can't do that under 16. They can't handle that. And you won't do it. If you do it over 22, they'll say get lost. The age where you can force your opinions or way of life, which is the Torah way of life, on your kid is from 16 to 22. Chinuch starts before that. Training him to do mitzvah starts before that. Putting a heavy hand on him with consequences and yisurim and no allowance and everything else starts at 16 or at 18.
Spare the rod to
a certain point. The lashon of Rashi is tachbin yisurim v'techachas. Tachbin, heavy.
Yeah.
So spare the rod doesn't mean heavy. There's a less than heavy spare the rod as well as the child, meaning you can hit him a little bit. You don't have to overdo it at a young age.
Yeah. That's what it means.
That's what I think it means. Yes. Yeah, see, this is what I said before. Gedolei Yisrael adjust the needs of the generation. I'm learning Gemara. This is the basic halacha. The Gedolei Yisrael take the halacha. They're very big, a million times bigger than me. And they adjust the halacha to the generation that it works for. That's their call. So, yes, you go to Gedolei Yisrael, like Rav Volba and others, who said how it works in 2023. And by the way, Revolva was in 1990. In 2023, it might be, I'm not big enough. That's Gedolei Yisrael to decide. That's why they make that call. Dr. Kabbalah, right? How much does a person have to teach his son? Now, according to some Rishaitim, it means how much does he have to teach his son, even if it's difficult for him? Because really, he should teach his son everything. But at what point, if it's difficult for him, is he yaitz in the mitzvah of teaching his son? Amar Yudah Meshmul Gun Zulum Ben Dan. by Gvulam ben Dan, Shalim Davi Aviv, his grandfather taught him Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Halacha, Agadah. Basically, the Gemara says we have a kasha. Lamde Mikra, Lamde Mishnah. Doesn't have to teach him Mishnah if it's difficult for him. And he just brought me a raya from Zulim and Dab. What do you do with the Brisa? The other Rabbi Mikra Zutaira, which is the Machlokes Rishayim, whether it means Chumash or Tanakh. So the Gemara, Zulim and Dab, like Zulim and Dab. The Brisa did not mean. Yehudim HaShmuel did not mean like Zulim ben Dan in the amount that he taught him. It means, Zulim ben Dan shalom davi aviv, that a grandfather also has a chiyuv to teach his grandson. A father's father is mechuyuv to teach ben benai Torah. Like Zulim ben Dan, ilu hasa mikra mishnah talmud halachas agadah, he taught him everything. Ilu hacha mikra levad. So when Yehudim HaShmuel said at Heichan, he meant it has to extend beyond the father. A grandfather also has a chiyuv to teach his son, grandson Torah. Mikra. Unless the Rama says, unless he can afford it, then he has to teach him more. But that's the bare minimum that he has to teach him. Tanakh. It's my colleague's reciting with Chumash or Tanakh.
Who's that going on? Father or grandfather?
Everybody, same chiyuv.
Grandmother and the father had the same.
That's what it's saying, yes. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel is telling me.
What's
don't have to do as much as he did. Halachas, Haggadahs, and all these things. The Gemara had a problem. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel said, we have to do like Zulim ben Dan. The Brisa said, you only have to do Mikra. Answer is, all Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel meant to say is, that you need Avi Aviv is also Chayev. That's all he meant to say. The amount, you're not learning out.
Oh, that part, what he taught, was not that that was...
Yes. Right, cut it up. 10 lines from now. 15 lines from now. Might take me 2 days to get there, but 10 lines. Rashi... Zulim ben Dan, Talmud Jaya B'Yameyam. He was a person of Talmud. Ein Amalam de Mishnah. Ein Chayvitz B'nai Elavel K'mikra. The Kanvei Elach Yomadu Ha'atzma, he should learn himself. Taira, V'loi Nevi'im M'ksubim. Rashi learns it only means Chumash. Other Rishayim learn it means Tanakh. Zulim ben Dan, Shalom Davi Adav. Bar Heichan, Nami de Kamina, and Hachi Kamina. When we asked Bar Heichan, we didn't mean the amount that he has to teach him. What it meant is, how many generations does a person have to teach Torah to? All Rav Yehuda meant to say is, there's a chiyuv to teach your son and your grandson. Yes, Rabbi Kohn.
Yeah, until we change the shot to how many generations, from the sort of Sony was what to teach.
Yes.
Now, if that's true, you have to go to a grandfather to find out?
Again.
There's no one in your next door neighbor, a father, who's teaching?
I don't know. You know, Mishmuel pointed to him and said, you see how he learns with his grandson? That's what every father has to do.
That wasn't the question.
You're not listening to what I just said. Yuzulim Mandan was a noted person in the community who learned with his grandson all these things. So Yehuda Mishmuel said, you should know, whatever he's doing with his grandson is everybody's obligation to their kid.
It's a challenge. First of all, we never even said anything about the kid himself. We never looked at the kid's brain.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Here we go again. We're going to start 2023
no,
again. The Torah, I can't do this. When the Torah wrote the...
Tuesday's Gemara said only had a couple dollars on him. Who goes? You or your son? You look at the corner of Yehuda, you look at your son's bright...
Here we're talking about a regular chiyuv of father to teach his kid Torah. No external circumstances about only one going. This is the father's chiyuv to teach him Torah.
Brains,
everybody has brains to understand Torah. The question is to what degree?
Okay, so when he sends his son